Junkyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the girl and guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grillin' Guys show.
Hey, welcome back. Thanks for joining the Grillin' Guys. It is the Board of Directors show. We just got done with T. Gidd, who's a longtime Board of Directors member. And we have another storied member on the live line right now, and it is Big Paulie. How are you, brother?
Yo, Bob, what's going on, buddy?
I miss you, man.
I miss you, too. How's my boys doing out there in Michigan?
We're good. Jop is off frolicking somewhere today. I don't know what he's doing, but I know he couldn't get out of this this event. And so I just decided I'm going to make this a Board of Directors show and get some of my favorite guys on. So T. Gidd just lit it up, and now it's time for a little bit of Big Paulie from the East Coast. Let's talk tailgating.
Oh, God bless. I'll tell you, I love it. And I've been such a lucky guy because when I was younger, and I'm talking about high school, I got very involved with a whole bunch of friends from a bunch of NFL teams. And then I went to law school, of course. And after I graduated, I became an NFLPA contract advisor. So I got to hang out with a lot of Giants and other players from different teams. And my favorite, I think about my favorite time tailgating back at Giants Stadium was we'd have a bunch of our friends come down from Buffalo because my dear friend Jim Burt, who was playing nose tackle at the time, number 64, we'd have all his friends come down from where he was from in Orchard Park. And these guys were hysterical. One of the guys, I'll never forget this guy, he would make this chicken. And he would have it slathered in all kinds of barbecue sauce. And he would rip the chicken whole and marinate it. And I'll never forget, his hands would be a filthy mess, like he just came out of an operating scenario at a MASH unit, full of sticky red barbecue sauce. And he'd come up to you and shake your hand and hug you, and you'd be covered and slathered in this sticky red gross barbecue sauce right before a football game.
So did it taste good?
Oh, it tasted great, but you had to smell like barbecue sauce for the next 48 hours. It was a joke.
It's kind of fun watching people's various methods for doing chicken on the Barbie.
Well, it was kind of funny watching people's reaction because they all wanted to shake hands
right
with anybody who was friends of a player,
right,
and they put their hand out greedily and never expected to get sloppy back like that. And watching their face, and they're like, and then when he would hug them, they would all cringe. It was hysterical. But those were the days. I love tailgating.
I used to follow the Bills when Flutie was around, and was always sure amazed by him.
Doug is a great guy, a real guy too.
Yeah.
Fun guy. He used to play golf at my golf course.
Nice.
He was a great guy. He was always nice to the fans. That's the one thing I remember. Jimmy was one of those guys that would come out of the tunnel, and if there were 200 kids waiting for an autograph, he would sign every pennant, every book, every shirt, every football. And he would tell the kids, don't, rush up. Don't push people. I'm going to stay here and sign everybody's stuff. And
wow,
there were some players who were just the opposite.
Right.
They were not very nice, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But, Jimmy knew he had an obligation to the fans, especially to the kids. And he would just sit there and actually stand there and sign, often for an hour after a tough game with his knuckles bleeding and his hand all crimped up from, being taped up and playing hard nose. And he would not stop until everybody got their little bit of, memorabilia signed. And it was really nice to watch. The kids were so sweet. And, Jimmy was so kind that way. It made me feel good. He knew how to be a player. He knew how to take care of the fans.
Did you ever work with any Eagles?
Actually, no, believe it or not. Except this, like, really, not really. I represented mostly Giants. I did work with Joe Klecko from the Jets very briefly. But a couple of the players that, like Phil McConkey, got traded. I used to do some stuff with him. And he got traded, of course, after Jimmy left the Giants. He went to the 49ers and was with his old buddy Bart Oates, who's a dear friend. I don't know if you know, Bart is the head of the NFLPA.
Wow.
And Bart worked with the 49ers. Both Jimmy and Bart got two Super Bowl rings, one from the Giants and one from the 49ers.
So if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys, and we're talking on the Grilling Line right now with Big Paulie, Paul Rotella, who runs out of New Jersey but actually lives in northern Pennsylvania. You're kind of on the New York border, aren't you?
Right on the New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania tri-border.
Okay.
Okay. I'm right there.
Yeah.
And it's really great because I get to claim the Eagles, the Giants, the Jets, and I'll even claim the Baltimore Colts if someone lets me.
Well, I used to do a lot of work with the Eagles when Dick Vermeil would hold his NFL reunions and his his tributary fundraisers, and I'd go out and grill for those guys, and he introduced me to so many just giants.
Yep.
These guys were, you know, Vince Papale, Frank LeMasters, and just wonderful people. And you know, it's really nice when you meet somebody that's so storied and they're actually just incredibly nice and humble. These people never made
special.
Yeah, they never made you feel. Some of the ESPN guys would, some of the famous ESPN guys would come out and they were a bit snooty, but the players themselves were just fantastic.
That is so true, what you just said. And my theory, I think I've said this before on the show, you know, the bigger they are, the nicer they are. It's the little guys that act kind of snooty, but
right.
The big celebrities know how to be a celebrity. They know what the public expects, and they give it to the public because it's smart, number one, and it's also something they owe to the people that pay their salary. Let's be honest. If, you know, if you don't have fans,
right.
You don't have you don't have that incredible success that you enjoy.
Yeah.
So it's nice to see people who recognize that and appreciate it.
Well, and that's a good lesson for all of us, even with a little show like we have here. If we don't stay relevant and bring people what they're craving, they're not going to download the podcast. They're not going to tune in on Saturday mornings. They're not, you know, they're not going to care who the Grilling Guys are. They're history. And so we always try and find something to bring that, you know, is fun. This is a fun thing. It's not a... You know, we're not teaching science here. Well, we are actually sometimes, but you know what I'm saying. It's not like there's an exam.
The most lighthearted show. Whenever I'm on and people catch it and they call me and they go, "Boy, I enjoyed that. That was fun."
Yeah.
And I'm like, "That's exactly right. It's fun to do. It's fun to listen to. It's fun to prepare for. It's supposed to be fun. If it's not entertainment, why bother?"
Well, and it's fun for me in particular, being greedy here for a minute, because I get to have some of my old buddies on. And so it gives us the time to catch up and just tell lies.
Who tells lies? Come on.
I don't know, but I can picture you. I can picture you at a circular bar at Caesars right now with
God,
a couple of
funny.
Pies.
You know, I just got back from Atlantic City. I was down there for the air show. And it was magnificent. And you know what's great? I know you as a former Air Service member. All these people are just, you talk about professional.
Yeah, the best.
I know we're talking about football players, but the real pros are the military. And these guys, just everybody on that beach, and there were over 500,000, I think it was 550,000 people at the air show.
Wow.
500,000 of these guys, 95% were retired military or active military.
Yep.
And everybody you met, it was like going back into the 1940s. "Hello, sir. How are you, sir? May I get you something, sir?" I mean, just, you know, these people, some of them I was with generals, colonels, majors, sergeant majors. I was with corporals, you know, first lieutenants. I was with privates. Every single one of these guys, professional, sharp as razors, and friendly and respectful.
Well, that's one.
It was like going back in time.
Yeah, and that's one thing I really love about you is you have always had such a reverence for the military. And I know we're supposed to be doing a tailgating show, but we already blew through one segment, so we're going to take a break in just a minute and let's talk about a little actual tailgating when we get back.
Yes, let's do some fun stuff. You got a deal.
Excuse me. So it's the Grilling Guys. We are talking with Big Paulie, my New Jersey Goomba.
Now, that, don't tell nobody where I am. You know, I'm not supposed to let anybody know that.
All right. And we're going to catch up. You hang on the live line here, buddy, and We'll be back to you in just a minute. It's the Grilling Guys. Check us out on Facebook.com/TheGrillingGuys. And don't forget to go to thegrillingguys.com. And thank you, Conrad, for running the board today.